Section C, News Broadcast. In this section, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully, and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on Answer Sheet 2. Questions 6 and 7 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
A Washington-based educational institute says the number of university students who study abroad is on the rise. The Institute of International Education reports a 60% increase in the number of students studying outside their native country since the year 2000. Carolyn French says studying abroad changed her worldview, and for the better. She studied in Spain, Argentina, and Brazil. She says learning foreign languages is essential. She is one of a growing number of Americans choosing to study abroad. The Institute of International Education said that the number of Americans heading overseas to study rose by 8% in 2008 and has increased fourfold in the past two decades. International students coming to the U.S. mainly study business management, engineering, science, and math. In that order. The Institute says the majority of those students support themselves with family or personal funds, and they are now contributing more than $17 billion to the U.S. economy. The Institute says that more than 3 million students are being educated outside their home countries today. By 2025, that number is expected to 8 million. Question 8 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the news.
The Private Insurance Institute for Highway Safety here in the United States has released its list for what it considers the safest cars of 2010. 19 passenger cars and 8 sport utility vehicles received top honors. Ford, Subaru, and Volkswagen lead the pack. Fewer cars made the list this year, largely because the insurance group has added a new test to determine overall car safety. For safety-conscious car buyers, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety's annual list of the safest new vehicles provides a few surprises. U.S. automaker Ford and its Volvo unit received the most, with 6 awards, followed by Subaru and Volkswagen with 5 safety awards each. Another big winner was Chrysler. The absence of Toyota among the top safety picks is a bit of a surprise. They had 11 of these for 2009, and none this year. Questions 9 and 10 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
Microsoft has reportedly offered to pay one of the world's biggest news empires for exclusive internet access to its news content, in a move that could signal the end of free news on the internet. The report indicated the Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation will be paid to remove its material from the Google search engine. One of the great freedoms afforded by the internet is free news. However, many news organizations and papers, like News Corporation's Wall Street Journal, make their money from selling news. These publishers have been struggling to find ways to sell their output online. Newspapers everywhere are suffering from falling sales, and search engines like Google are often criticized for putting these publishers' material online, where they can be read for free. Proposals by Microsoft to pay news providers to leave Google will be welcomed by publishers, especially if this started a trend among other search engines.
This is the end of listening comprehension. Please proceed to the next part.